There's got to be some common ground here to not solve every problem, but diminish the probability.
And while the vice president's task force on gun violence has opened the door to a number of different groups on the issue, there's hardly any common ground between the Obama administration and the National Rifle Association.
Joining us live now, John Dickerson, CBS News political director. John, good morning. Good to have you with us. Well, there are areas of agreement here, right? Everyone wants to see the amount of gun violence down. So are there some things that can be done, can be agreed upon, the baby steps, if you will?
Well, it depends if you how broad the group you're trying to get an agreement on. So in other words, if it includes both the NRA and, say, some of the victims groups like the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, it's going to have to be something very, very broad. It might be some of the measures on mental health or on and getting people treatment faster, or maybe on video games and movies. But that's really not the kind of core of what the White House is looking at here. And so on the measures that deal with guns specifically, there's probably not going to be a whole lot of agreement between the White House and the NRA in particular.
That was a pretty strong statement the NRA came out with yesterday after the meeting about the White House having an agenda in this task force to attack the Second Amendment.
That's right. I mean, going into the meeting, the expectations were basically in the basement. Nobody thought there was going to be any kind of agreement, and everybody ratified those early low expectations afterwards. So it's now the question really is, what is the president going to do when he takes on these recommendations from Joe Biden's group in basically taking on what is arguably one of the strongest lobbies in Washington?
You know, whether it's guns or money, John, we run into the same thing here. That one position is so strongly polar from the other, and no one's willing to compromise, that we don't seem to make any progress on anything anymore.
That's exactly right. What's slightly different here is that we don't yet know what the new conditions are for congressional opposition to the president's positions on guns. In other words, there's been a huge event, the Newtown Massacre, but also Aurora and these other ones. Has that changed the opinion of lawmakers? On some of these other fights, the entrenched opinion has been settled in the lawmakers. Here we know the entrenched position of the NRA. The question is, has there been any shifting in Congress? And there is some view on those who would like to push gun control measures that they've got a new opportunity here, that the landscape is somewhat new. And what we'll see from the president is his new energy on this issue, but then also how receptive they are, if there's any new willingness, or is it exactly that picture you paint, which is the same old kind of stuck positions?
Well, you know, you mentioned the power of the NRA, and we have this new group being launched by Gabby Giffords and her husband Mark Kelly, and they come at it from the position of, they say they're supporters of the Second Amendment, and they are gun owners. Would that give them any more standing or credibility in launching this effort?
The idea behind that, and that's exactly right, and there are a lot of groups that are advocating measures of gun control where people say that they are gun owners and they are hunters, and the idea is basically to cut the NRA membership off from its leadership, to basically, on some of these questions of background checks or shrinking the amount of sales of guns that happen at gun shows or over the internet, that basically control advocates will say to NRA members, look, these are reasonable positions that you, in polling anyway, would agree with. So join with us and don't listen to your leadership, which has basically been opposed to almost anything.
All right, John, it's a fascinating thing. It's great to see it play out. Thanks for helping us understand it better this morning. John Dickerson, CBS News political director.